Have you ever come face to face with your absolute biggest fear?
Hey, you monster under the bed. I know you're down there. Look, I'm tired of making sure my hands and feet don't hang over the edge of the bed. And I'm tired of keeping the covers over my head so you can't get me. So I've got a baseball bat, and I'm coming to get you. You hear me, monster? Here I come. Oh, hi, Fluffy. Listen, you haven't seen any monsters down here, have you?
Sometimes the things we're most afraid of in the world turn out to be as harmless as a little pussycat. But what about the other times? Well, we'll talk about fear and how to overcome it on today's Adventure and Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa, hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
There, I'm Chris, getting ready for another adventure right here in Odyssey. Today we're going to meet a girl named Shirley who's afraid of, just about everything. And we'll also get to know a boy named Jake. Jake doesn't seem to be afraid of anything at all. At least that's what he says. These two are going to go on a pretty wild and frightening adventure and discover where true courage comes from. That's a valuable piece of information to have, because sometimes it's hard not to be afraid, especially with all the scary things that are going on in the world around us. Sometimes it just seems like fear is so great that we'll never be unafraid again. But you know, even though fear is very strong, the Bible tells us about something even stronger. In fact, this thing can make fear go away and never come back. Do you know what it is? Well, I'll give you a hint. Whit says the answer in today's story, so you'll have to listen carefully. And if you need more help, try looking in 1 John chapter 4. And that's all I'm going to tell you until the end of the program. Meanwhile, Shirley and Jake are going to learn about fear and bravery the hard way when we return to Odyssey right after this. The dictionary defines scaredy cat as a person who is almost always frightened, which is also a pretty good description of Shirley Ziegler. She can find something to be scared of no matter where she is, even in a harmless place like Wits End. In fact, that's where she is right now, and a boy named Jake is dangling one of her biggest fears right in front of her face.
A mouse! Get it away from me! Please, Jake! I'm afraid of mice!
Aw, you're afraid of everything, Shirley.
Yeah, Shirley, it's only Luther.
Look, Danny, I don't care who it is. Get it away from me.
What's going on over here? What's all the commotion? Jake, Danny, what are you boys up to?
Jake has a mouse.
My dad got it for me, Mr. Whittaker. His name is Luther.
Luther? Oh, hello. Boy, he's a cute little rascal. Can I hold him?
Sure.
Ugh, how can you touch him like that?
I take it you don't like my Shirley.
She's afraid of them. She's afraid of everything.
Now, Danny, nobody's afraid of everything.
She's afraid of mice, fire, heights, what else, Danny?
Turtles, crowds, being alone, the merry-go-round at the carnival, the street, the woods.
Bikes, toy guns, stuffed animals. I don't know why she doesn't lock herself in the closet for the rest of her life.
A closet? All alone? In the dark?
See? I'll bet you can't name one thing you're not afraid of.
I can, too.
Go ahead. Yes?
You're not afraid of me, are you?
No, of course not.
Well, see, boys?
Except when you wear your big black overcoat. It's kind of creepy.
Oh, brother.
You know, Jake, everyone's afraid of something, and often for good reasons.
Even you, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, of course. For instance, a pet mouse may seem harmless enough, but I'd be afraid to pick one up out of the gutter. Who knows what kinds of disease it might be carrying? Oh, I'd be foolish not to be afraid.
See, Jake, I'm not crazy.
No, of course you're not. But there are fears that we need to overcome. Not only because they hurt us, but because they show a lack of faith in God. The Bible says perfect love casts out all fear.
I don't get it.
Have you ever noticed what happens when you walk into a dark room and turn on the light?
I stop shaking.
Well, even before that, Shirley, the light comes on and right away the room is full of light. It's automatic. Isn't it nice that you don't have to take time to move out all the darkness first? You see, the light casts out the darkness. Well, that's how it works with fear. If you're full to the top with Jesus' perfect love, there's no room left for the fear, just like the darkness. Poof, it's gone.
Does it really work like that?
Well, of course it does, especially when the fear is coming from inside your head. You see, a lot of the things we're afraid of aren't because we have good reasons to be afraid, but because our imaginations are playing tricks on us. Now, Shirley, whatever your reasons are for being afraid of mice, are you sure they aren't all in your mind? What happened the last time you held one?
I never have.
Maybe it's time you tried. Then you'll see there's nothing to be afraid of.
I don't think I want to.
Jake, would you mind if Shirley held Luther for a minute?
No, but she won't do it. She's too much of a coward.
Shirley? What'd he say? You might be surprised.
All right, but just for a second.
Good. Now, just hold out your hand. Relax. Be gentle.
Hi, Luther.
Oh, that's not so terrible, is it?
He's very soft.
Sure.
And you know, he is kind of cute. Maybe I was... Ouch!
You dropped him! Luther, come back!
I think he bit me.
Let me see your hand.
That little rodent bit me.
Well, I can't see any marks. Where did he bite you?
On the finger, right here. Am I going to get rabies?
I don't see anything. You know, I think you're just
Luther!
Fine.
Danny, help me find him. Thanks, Shirley. You scared him. Now he might never come back.
I scared him. He tried to eat me. Besides, I didn't want to hold him in the first place.
Shirley, where are you going?
Home. No offense, Mr. Whitaker, but my mom's a nurse. I think she should look at this bite. I hope I don't have to get a shot. I'm scared of needles.
I hope the doctor gives her 100 shots.
That's enough, Jake. We need to be more sensitive to how she feels.
I'm thinking of how Luther feels. He's out there all by himself somewhere, lost, scared, and it's all her fault.
Oh, Shirley didn't mean any harm. I'll tell you what. Let's see if we can find him. Now, why don't you and Danny look along the wall over there, and I'll check behind the counter.
Okay. You know what, Danny?
What?
I think it's about time Shirley learned a lesson.
What kind of lesson?
About being scared of everything. And about what Luther must have felt like. And I think I got just the plan to do it, too. She'll never hold a mouse. She's too much of a coward.
No, I'm not a coward. I'm not a coward.
It's just a branch being blown against the window. Just a branch. Just a branch.
What's that at my window? It's a giant mouse! There's a giant mouse in my window!
It's me, Shirley. It's Luther. Open your window and let me in.
No! Go away!
Don't be afraid, Shirley. Don't you want to be my friend?
Leave me alone!
Let me in, Shirley. I won't bite you this time. I promise.
You won't?
No, I'll swallow you whole.
Shirley, are you all right?
It was trying to get me, Mom. It was a giant mouse right there at my window, and the wind was getting louder and louder. I thought the house would blow over.
Oh, sweetheart, come here. It was just a bad dream. You must have heard the vacuum cleaner. I'm sorry.
Why do I have to be afraid all the time?
You don't, sweetheart. You're just sensitive, that's all. Everything's gonna be all right.
Jenny, come here.
Hi, Jake. What's going on? Did you find Luther?
Shh! No. I don't want Mr. Whitaker to hear us. Now let's go back to the corner table.
Okay, how's this?
Great, but keep it down. Listen, I got it all worked out.
You got what worked out?
Shirley's lesson. Remember, I'm going to show her what it's really like to be scared. Anyway, during lunch, I snuck down to the basement.
The basement?
Yeah, it's great. Mr. Whitaker's got all kinds of stuff down there. Old inventions of his, I guess. And all the water pipes run along the ceiling. They make all kinds of creepy noises because they're old. Anyway, I fix it so when I pull the string, a whole bunch of boxes fall over.
I don't get it, Jake. What's this got to do with Shirley?
Think about it. When I get a chance, I'll get Shirley down in the basement when Mr. Whitaker's not around.
But Mr. Whitaker's always around.
Not this afternoon, he won't be. I heard him tell Connie that he was going to go to some meeting.
Forget it. Shirley won't go down in the basement, especially not with you.
Sure she will. I'll tell her that Mr. Whitaker's down there. She won't know. He'll be gone before she gets here.
I don't know, Jake.
What do you mean you don't know? It's perfect. Now, what I need you to do is keep Connie busy till we get down there. And then, wait a couple of minutes and turn the basement light off.
Turn the light off?
Yeah.
But how will you see?
We won't. Not until Shirley is good and scared. Then I'll take out this flashlight and... Shh, shh, shh. Here comes Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, boys. How are you doing today?
Just fine, Mr. Whitaker. Danny was wondering if he could play with the train set today.
Oh? I didn't know you liked trains, Danny.
Trains? Well, really, I don't...
Danny loves them, don't you?
Yeah, love those trains.
Well, sure then. Go ahead. Just take care of them.
I will.
Yeah, we'll take care of everything.
Good. Oh, Connie.
Yes, Whit?
I'm going to that meeting down at City Hall now. It shouldn't be too long. You can call me there if you need anything.
Will do.
See you boys later.
Bye. I don't know anything about trains. What are you trying to do?
After you turn off the light, I want you to make a lot of noise so Connie can't hear us, just in case Shirley screams or something.
How am I going to do that?
Boy, you're thick. Train sets make a lot of noise when everything's running.
Oh, I get it. You really think this will help Shirley?
Who said anything about helping her? I just said I was going to teach her a lesson.
Then I don't know. Maybe I
should... On second thought, maybe it will help her. This is going to scare her so bad that the little thing she used to be afraid of won't seem like anything anymore.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Now listen. Whatever you do, don't let anyone know we're down there. No matter what happens or how long we're gone. You got that?
Yeah, I got it. Hey, look, here she comes.
Shirley, hey, come here.
I'm not speaking to you.
Oh, come on.
You listen to me, Jake Barnes. I had nightmares last night because of you and that stupid mouse.
Danny, maybe you should tell Connie about this table.
Huh?
The table. Tell Connie that it wobbles.
It does? Oh, yes, it does, doesn't it?
Shirley, Mr. Whitaker wants us to meet him down in the basement.
He what?
He wants us in the basement. He said he has something down there that'll keep you from being scared.
Really?
Yeah. He told me to bring you down as soon as you got here.
But I don't like basements.
He knew that. But he said that you were brave enough to come down anyway.
Really? He said I was brave?
Yeah. Let's go. Danny, call Connie over.
Okay. Connie, I think you better have a look at this table.
Why? What's wrong with it?
It's wobbly. I don't think it's safe for children my age.
You don't think it's safe? What are you gonna do, drive it home? You know, I really worry about you kids sometimes.
Don't go away. We'll continue our adventure in Odyssey right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
I don't like basements. They're creepy.
Look at all the stuff Whit keeps down here.
What is it?
Oh, old inventions of his, I think.
What's that thing?
Looks like Whit was trying to build an electric clown. It's supposed to light up, wave its arms, and laugh. Maybe if I push this button...
Turn it off! Turn it off!
It's scary!
You scared? Come on, he's back this way.
How much farther?
A ways.
Couldn't he just come to us? We could meet him upstairs.
Okay, I'll go get him. Of course he'll be disappointed.
Huh?
Well, he really thought you could make it.
Oh, all right. I'll keep going. It's just kind of hard to see.
Well, just stay over here close to the lights. Besides, the light scares away the rats.
Rats?
Yeah, some of them are as big as dogs, I heard.
No!
Oh, it'll be okay. Mr. Whitaker wouldn't let us down here if the rats could get us. Would he?
I don't think I want to go any further. What was that?
What does it sound like to you?
It sounds like water pipes. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, water pipes. That's what it is. Probably.
Mr. Whitaker, where are you?
Boy, I hope nothing happened to him. I hope nobody sneaked up behind him when he wasn't looking and...
Mr. Whitaker! Mr. Whitaker! Where is he? This is a dead end.
Ha! What's the matter, Shirley? Getting scared?
This isn't funny. I want to go back. The lights! What happened to the lights? Jake, where are you?
Ooh, I'm right here.
I want to get out of here. I want to go home. Mommy!
Oh, come on. Stop it, Shirley. You're not supposed to cry. Look, it was just a joke. I wanted to get back at you for letting Luther get away. Now we're even, okay? So stop crying. There's nothing to be scared of. I have a flashlight right here in my... Whoa! Ow! Oh! Ow!
Jake, I can't see you. What happened?
I just tripped over my home booby trap, and all the boxes fell on me. Ow!
This is another trick. I want to go home.
Come on. I'll get you out of here. Ow! My leg. I can't walk on it.
You what? Oh, no!
Stop crying, will you? I must have twisted my ankle or something. Oh, it hurts.
Where's the flashlight?
I dropped it when the boxes fell on me.
Oh, great. What are we gonna do? Let's scream for help. Someone upstairs will hear us. Help! Help! Somebody help us! Help!
Do you hear something funny, Danny?
Huh? No. No, probably just his train set.
It sounds like someone yelling.
Freddy's probably listening to one of those stories they play on the radio. Hey, watch what happens when I make it go full throttle.
Help! Please! Help!
It's no use. I told Danny to make lots of noise in case you scream.
Why did you do this to me?
I told you. I was mad because you let Luther get away. But it was a dumb idea. I'm sorry. Ow! My leg!
Are you okay?
It's swelling up really bad.
What are we going to do, Jake?
You have to go back and get some help.
Go back? Through there? All alone? I can't. I'm scared.
You have to go. I don't know how bad my leg is. It hurts. A lot. Please, Shirley, you have to try.
Oh, I sure hope I can remember how we came through.
Just stay to the center. That's the path.
Center? I can't see anything to know where the center is.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's nothing to be afraid of. I was just kidding about the rats and stuff.
Here I go.
Shirley?
I'm all right.
Keep talking so I know where you are.
Okay. That's the doorway, I think. And this must be a table. I can feel tools.
That must be the workbench. You're getting there. What is it?
I just put my hand in something squishy. It smells like paint. I'm all right, I guess. What is that? What is that noise?
my imagination. I love you, Lord. Thanks for taking care of me. I know you will because you promised. Please help my imagination not to scare me. I've got to be near the stairs. If I can just keep moving.
Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Greater is he who is in
you. What are you doing?
I'm singing. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
Shirley, what
oh,
in
Mr.
the
world? Oh, Mr. Whitaker, hurry! Jake hurt his leg!
Here you go, Shirley, a double scoop of chocolate ripple. Anyway, Mayor Perkins got called away on business, so the meeting was canceled.
Well, if you hadn't come down, I think I would have found my own way out eventually.
Oh, I'm sure of that. You know, I'm very proud of you. Took a lot of courage to do what you did. Of course, I'm still not sure how you got paid all over you.
Neither am I. It was so dark down there. How's Jake?
Well, the doctor thinks he tore a ligament. He'll be off his feet for a while, but he'll mend eventually. Besides, I don't think he's going anywhere anyway. See, his father said something about grounding him till he's 25. Well, Danny's in pretty deep, too, from what I understand.
I hope they don't get in trouble too bad. Because really, I'm kind of glad this whole thing happened.
You are?
Yeah, because I learned how God's love casts out fear. Once I started keeping my mind on Jesus, I stopped thinking about how scared I was.
Good girl, Shirley.
You know what else? I may never be afraid of anything ever again.
Hey, Mr. Whitaker, look what I found crawling on the sidewalk.
A bug! Yeah, get it away from me!
I think Shirley's gonna be okay now that she's discovered the source of true courage. Which reminds me, have you figured out yet what the Bible says is stronger than fear? Well, both Whit and Shirley said the answer during the program. Love. God's perfect love. That's what it says in 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Isn't that great? God can take away any fear we have. That's something you might want to remember the next time you're afraid. Adventures and Odysseys, a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Steve Harris and Phil Lawler. Bob Luttrell was our production engineer and Chuck Bolte our executive producer. And I'm Chris. Join us next time for another Adventure and Odyssey.